John Paul II returns to Poland today for his 9th visit home since he was elected pope 24 years ago. As the first Polish pope, he is credited with speeding the collapse of communism in Eastern Europe. John Paul's 4-day stay will be steeped in nostalgia as he visits Krakow, the city where he lived for 40 years and served as bishop. In the days before his arrival, the Vatican denied rumors that the ailing pontiff might announce his resignation and retire to a Polish monastery. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports from Krakow.
The large Old Market Square, with its Gothic and Renaissance churches, is the heart of Krakow. The old buildings house cafes and shops, and all the display windows are filled with posters of Poland's favorite son, Jan Paweł II, John Paul II. Most photos show a younger, more robust pope, not the stooped 82-year-old who is now battling the symptoms of Parkinson's disease and various knee and hip ailments. This will be a sentimental journey for the pope. He'll visit his family tomb, and he'll take a helicopter ride over his nearby hometown, Wadowice, and his beloved Tatra Mountains. This will be the pope's last journey this year, but Vatican officials adamantly deny rumors that John Paul will retire in Poland. They insist he will return to the Vatican on Monday. Here in Krakow, there's an atmosphere of excitement and anticipation for the pope's arrival. Yola, a 29-year-old woman who sells souvenirs in a shopping arcade, dismisses rumors that this will be John Paul's last visit home.
Yes, I heard the voices like that, but I can't imagine how it will be without the papa, so I just doesn't think about it.
Most of all, what Yola wants from the pope is a message of hope for a country undergoing economic hardships and a jobless rate close to 20%.
Because people in Poland just now are afraid. The people hasn't work, and they are waiting for good work. And that's all.
After nearly 10 years of uninterrupted growth, Poland is in a downturn, and the will to continue reforms and even to join the European Union is wavering. Some analysts fear street protests could erupt if more workers lose their jobs. One sign of the government's concern is the order banning the sale of all alcoholic beverages in Krakow that went into effect yesterday and will last for the duration of the papal visit. Catholic journalist Jan Piekło says Poland's economic problems have also heightened divisions within the Catholic Church. He says liberal Catholics who became involved in government after the fall of communism are now marginalized, and Catholics whom he calls fundamentalists are gaining ground.
I think that the biggest problem is this very nationalistic, chauvinistic, xenophobic movement within the Catholic Church. And it is a real threat even to the stability of the country.
Drodzy radiosłuchacze, gościem dzisiejszych rozmów niedokończonych w Radio Maria o 21:30.
This conservative movement is centered around the powerful Radio Maria, a religious radio network that broadcasts throughout the country. Some conservative clerics share the same agenda with the political party called Self-Defense, led by radical populist Andrzej Leper. Catholic journalist Jan Piekło says the combined force of these two conservative movements, clerical and political, could endanger free market reforms and Poland's accession to the European Union. Piekło is convinced that the pope does not support this conservative political trend and that he'll address this issue directly during his visit.
We think that Pope will tell us his last will in Krakow. It will be a kind of spiritual last will of Pope, message to the Poles. It's quite important because Pope contributed personally to the collapse of the communists to the very big extent.
This aging Polish man, whose election as Pope helped trigger the tumultuous peaceful revolutions of 1989, must now give reassurance and inspire new vigor among his countrymen, many of whom are uncertain about Poland's future. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Krakow.